This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to Happer and Schaefer on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Rico joins me now in studio for True or False. Hi, Rico.
Hello.
How are you?
I am well. How are you?
You've had your hood up the last 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
No idea. I just have it up and I just haven't taken it down.
Does it mean you're in a bad mood?
No.
Does it mean you're sick?
A little sick.
You seem kind of sick.
A little sick. I was losing my voice yesterday. It's on its way back.
It doesn't seem like it. It seems like it's on its way out.
No, it's on its way back. It was really bad yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
We talked yesterday.
Did the 4 hours with Nick and Jay.
Oh, gotcha.
And the last 45 minutes was a struggle.
Tricky. Okay. Well, I hope you feel better.
I'm working on it. Drinking a lot of water.
Good.
Got some cough drops.
That should be a normal everyday thing. Are you gonna try and drink more water now?
I say that, and I'll drink like a lot of water for like a week.
Oh, I love drinking water.
And then I'll just stop.
You should drink water.
I should.
Water's good for you. What do we have today?
True or false? I put the best part of Christmas Day games for the NBA were the jerseys. It's the games, but you know what I mean.
Okay, so what's the question?
Pretty much the question is, true or false, do you miss Christmas Day jerseys for the NBA?
Do they not have them anymore?
No.
Well, I would have said false to that anyway. I am a jersey guy, but I can't tell you that I really noticed that they wore special Christmas jerseys, Christmas Day jerseys.
Back when KD was in OKC, they had like the sleeved ones, and it was just the logo.
Yeah, there was that one year where everybody's doing the sleeve jersey. Everybody had a version of that.
Mm-hmm.
Those were horrible.
There was the one year.
So I do not miss that.
There was the one year the Knicks played the Lakers, and it was just like the Lakers just had like a solid white. And, like, the Lakers was also
everybody
white.
Yeah, there was that one year where everybody had the solid white or the solid black. Those were horrible, too. No, I do not miss this at all.
And then there was the year where the
this is
names,
the worst part about Christmas Day jerseys.
The names were all cursive.
Those ones weren't bad.
And then...
Okay, so I
was going to say the nickname ones, but I didn't know.
I guess I didn't know that those were Christmas jerseys. I kind of thought that they were just alternate jerseys.
No, those were Christmas jerseys.
Gotcha. Yeah, no, I don't really... The best part about Christmas Day basketball is all the good matchups, and you get to... Now, there's football on Christmas Day this year, right?
Is there?
I believe that there is NFL on Christmas Day this year.
Don't try and take the NBA's thing.
I'm sorry, man. There's two NFL
Saturday.
Games.
Oh, they're both garbage.
Browns, Packers... Colts, Cardinals. Why are they both garbage?
They're both garbage games. Watch the NBA. Don't
they're
watch the
both
NFL.
Either 500 or above, all four teams.
No, I don't watch that. Watch the NBA.
Okay. Also, is it weird that the Browns are playing on Saturday and they just played on Monday? Even though that
they weren't supposed to
they
play
weren't
on Monday.
Supposed to play on Monday?
Yeah.
So they don't give them another break for that?
Nope.
Tough.
Like, these NBA matchups are so much better.
Colts, Cardinals. Okay. All right. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Nets, Lakers.
Okay. Is anybody playing, or are we all load managing?
Well, okay. That's irrelevant.
Okay. I think it's not, pretty relevant.
It's pretty relevant, but whatever. Celtics, Bucks. Warriors, Suns. Mavs, Jazz.
Do the Nugs play?
Nope. But the Hawks and the Knicks do.
The Hawks and the Knicks?
Yeah, they do.
Cool. What time's that?
11 a.m.
I think, well, okay. I'll probably catch some of that then, but I'll probably... Watch football immediately when it's time.
So it goes...
Browns-Packers at 3:30.
Knicks game, Bucks game, Suns game, Lakers, and then the Mavs and the Jazz end the night.
Thank you to the NFL for being a thing. I do appreciate Christmas Day NBA.
It's so much fun.
It's become a pretty good cool thing. But I'm also cool with the fact that the NFL is that day as well.
Stupid football.
Next.
True or false, the Lakers are in trouble.
True. They are quite old, but we knew that.
Mm-hmm.
They added Russell Westbrook, who has been a horrible fit.
Not great.
But we knew that.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony Davis is now out for the near future.
He was soft anyways.
Which happens because he's Anthony Davis.
I can't believe he actually has a quote saying, "I want a ring. I have nothing left to prove to anyone."
Yikes.
That's an actual quote from Anthony Davis.
I believe you. That sounds about right from Anthony Davis. There's nothing that I realize that I have the realization every year the first time I watch the Lakers and they have Anthony Davis. I'm like, I absolutely despise Anthony Davis as a basketball player.
Mm-hmm.
He has the most talent and the most physical ability, and he chooses to just stand outside the three-point line, not do anything.
Try and shoot threes.
He is a ridiculous person.
And then he'll have one game, like a month, where he's like, hey, I'm really, really good at basketball. And he'll just go off in the paint.
And he'll never do it again.
He'll
catch a lob or whatever, which is great. But he'll spend most of the time not doing anything and standing outside of the three-point line.
Very frustrating.
It's hard to watch.
I hate him.
Yeah, they're a very hateable team. And they have a bunch of NBA retreads and LeBron and Russell Westbrook, who might be an NBA retread. And, they're in big trouble.
Melo's actually having a good year, and they're wasting it.
Yeah, yikes. Melo's, like, kind of has to be their dependable guy. Not good.
No.
Not good. Next.
Did you know no NBA champion has gone 20 games into the season and has been under 500, and the Lakers currently are at 500?
Yeah, this is the thing, and we used to not have to panic about this because it was just like, they have LeBron. They're going to be there. That's not – that doesn't exist anymore. LeBron himself can't drag you to the NBA Finals.
He can try.
He can't. He won't be able to. He'll need help, and I don't know that he has it this year.
True or false, spicy chicken is superior to regular chicken.
That's true.
Very true.
That's true. We'll take a quick timeout. We'll come back 9 o'clock hour up next.
You're listening to Happer and Schaefer on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.